You're in what was once the area of the Corno D and Hash 8217, Aula Fort, at an altitude of 1,900 meters on Dosso Propazzoni, a buttress which rises up to the peak of Mountain Corno D and Hash 8217, Aula. The fort was built from 1909 to 1913, but work had already begun on the Ponte di Legno and Hash 8211, Valbian and Hash 8211, Dosso Propazzoni and Hash 8211, Corno D and Hash 8217, Aula Military Road in 1906. On 13 December 1913 the fort was armed and range-tested. It was part of a group of 44 casemate, i.e. forts of a modern type, which were to have all been finished that year. The material used to build them was carved out of the Pozzuolo Basin and taken to the site using a Decoville-type rail transport system of which many traces have survived. The fort dominated the Tonal Pass nearby and was thus strategically important to the defense of the border between the Kingdom of Italy and the Austro-Hungarian Empire. The Italian first defensive line passed through the site, as it was considered to be potentially the main line of attack between Stelvio Pass and Lake Garda. The fort was equipped with 6 149A field guns, the type used most frequently in the Italian forts of the day, with Armstrong-type gun bores protected by heavy steel domes built by the Pozzuoli workshop in Naples. It was the only Italian fortified defensive system ranged against the five Austrian forts built just below the pass. With their 10 cm 1909 model howitzers, with a maximum firing range of 5 to 6,000 meters, these could not fire on the forts. The main firing targets were the Tonal Road and the Austrian Sol Valley forts, Presenella, Tonal, Mero, Strino and Vallon. The 360 degrees rotation of the armored domes also meant that any enemy access from the Viso Valley and Gavia Pass could have been halted.